welcome back to the Pirate Studios podcast. It's been a little while. I'm here with Flash.
Hey, Flash, we missed you guys.
Yeah, Flash from episode 12, if people remember, I think. Or maybe 13, can't remember. Anyway, we're also here
No
with,
one remembers.
Sorry, Flash. We're also here with Kalain. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today.
Of course.
So yeah, it's been a little while, although the interesting thing is that we've got like, what, 4 episodes in the can, Flash?
Let's go.
So it will be a bit weird for everyone to be hearing this now because you won't hear it until 4 episodes time. But if you were wondering what that big break was about, it's because we've been figuring a few things out and Flash has come on board to produce.
Hey, and it was Halloween, so that's like a month-long endeavor.
Absolutely, that's the main thing. So yeah, anyway, look, we're going to get going because we've got Kalain here and we're going to go starting asking some questions, I think. For anyone who might not know who you are, who is Kalain? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am from upstate New York originally, not much to do. And I spent a lot of that time either working or locked away in my room writing songs. And I went to school in Nashville at Belmont University for music business. And I did something unprecedented, which is actually graduate with that degree. Wow. Most people don't. Love they it. Just drop out once they get a little bit of something going for them. But I had the privilege of COVID hitting during school. So it was either drop out and suffer during COVID or ride it out. And I did.
Good job.
Thank you. Very, very brave. And now I've been in LA for like going on 2.5 years. I make electro pop music. I write and record myself. Not that I'm super open to collaborating and writing with more people, but it just kind of ends up of me just writing in my room still a lot.
Love it. Very cool about the graduation. We're going to come on to talk about that a little bit later.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm excited to talk about that.
Of course.
Any further questions on Kalain and where she's from, or are you happy to move on, Flash?
I think that was great. It's great to meet you, Kalain.
Thank you. So nice to meet you for the very first time, Flash.
Yeah, it's like you guys have known each other forever or something.
Yeah, it's so random and weird.
So we just click. Random.
The tea is that Kalain is one of my friends, so happy to have you on the podcast.
Well, thank you.
I'll let Sammy take the way for this podcast just because I do know you, so I don't want to make it biased.
Well, come on. I think we go half and half. What we're going to do is we've got a few things to touch upon. First one being the kind of songwriting process. Mm-hmm. Do you write your own songs?
I do.
Okay, nice.
The process can look different for me. In terms of like, I feel like some people either start with lyrics or melody, but I do feel like a lot of times they'll come out together for me, especially with the way I've been writing recently of, you know, over the past few years. I'm certainly by no means, I wouldn't call myself a producer, but I do record myself and I know my way around Logic and can produce a demo. So a lot of times, like I'll just be sitting on my bedroom floor, pull some splice samples, and just loop it out and record it. And by the time I'm done writing, I already have a demo, which is really nice to be self-sufficient in that way. But I would say lyrics probably do come first. It ends up being very introspective because it is just me for the most part, or at least it has been so far, and just kind of me, you know, it's kind of like solving a puzzle. I have had times where it's like, I'm writing that way of just writing through the song and I'm like, okay, the second verse is so much better than everything else I've written. So how do I make it climactic and actually build to this? But a lot of times by the time, once I know what I want to say, the song is usually written. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's the hardest part is like, what am I feeling right now? What do I want to express? And then once I have that, the rest kind of writes itself.
Got it.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Is there things that kind of pop up in your writing, like themes or ideas that kind of sway the ways that you go with it?
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like I try to push myself to write. I feel like with my EP that I've been working out that I have coming out soon, I've grown a lot as a writer in terms of shifting from writing about an event or person and writing more about the feeling itself, because I feel like when you tap into that, the songs, first of all, get less old for you as the performer and singer of them, because they can become about other things, and it makes it more relatable to other people listening. And that's not to say that you're like diluting it or being less authentic or personal. It's just, you're not like, oh, this song is about this one person, this one thing. And it can have more lives when you write that way. And I found that I've gotten less sick of these songs because of that. And yeah, a lot of themes about just like wondering what someone's thinking, wondering if they miss you, wondering because they don't tell you, and wishing someone would let you in and communicate, and just, yeah, the nature of how relationships evolve and end. And I think in your 20s, like, boys will come and go, friends sometimes come and go, and being like, just really reflecting on all of that. I think that comes up a lot for me.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah. Since I'm not that musically gifted, inclined or anything at all, I might let you pose any questions you have on that, Flash.
Yeah, that was all really beautifully said. And I think that's really true. Like, I feel like some people love having super specific lyrics. Like, but I agree. I feel like sometimes it's nicer to just open it up and all that. But you mentioned your EP. Will you tell us all about it? The title, like,
I mean,
the songs, anything, tell us all you want.
I would love to. This is my first like body of work that I've made. And I didn't necessarily set out to make an EP. I only wanted to do that when I felt I made songs that went together and made sense. And I just kind of did that. And because they all have similar themes of, again, like yearning and you know, feeling abandoned or wanting, it's very, a little bit, I don't want to say whiny. I try to avoid that.
It's vulnerable. It's intimate.
Very vulnerable and intimate. Yeah. Yes.
It's really good. I've heard a little bit of the sneak peeks.
Well, thank you. It's called, I Don't Know How to Relax, which is the song that I actually wrote last. And once I wrote that song, I was like, I feel like that really captures all the themes of all the other songs, of just not being able to let shit go, not being able to detach and be like, oh, well, you know, that ended, you know, moving on. Like, that was never been my truth. I'm like, why? Why did you leave?
What are some of the other titles on the EP and themes specifically?
So the song that I have out so far is Back For Me, which was a really cool song to write because, God bless my poor neighbor, because we do share a wall, but it was like 1 a.m. And I couldn't find any Splice samples I liked. And I just layered a bunch of just vocal, like a cappella moments and looped them and wrote over that. And I was like, this is really cool. And I went back in my notes app and I had like a verse or two written from when I was going through something. And it was cool because I was going through something similar but different, and I could meld it together. And the song was written within basically the hour, and I sent the demo to my producer Stecker, and he was like, these vocals are so cool, like
they're amazing.
Thank you. He's like, we have to keep them and build upon that and like build around it. And so it's really cool to have so much of like that original demo sound in there, but like we built a whole choir around it, which was really cool. And I mean, it's, yeah, wishing you'd come back for me, like that, like I've said, very much those themes. And then there's a song called Made of Glass. That's the next single, comes out November 7th, this Friday, but by the time this comes out, it will already be out. And that one is reflecting on like the weird dissonance of knowing that someone knows a very specific version of you more intimately than anyone else, and yet they have no clue who you are now. And wondering, if they were around, what would they say? What would it be like to have a conversation with them? And I don't know if it would be a good idea to, but I'm thinking about this person. And then Every Time You Walk in the Room is very similar. It's like, I thought I was over you. And then you walked in the room and I'm lying because I'm acting like I don't still want you, but I do.
It'd be like that.
It do. And then Imagine's probably lyrically what I'm most proud of. Cause that is, when I first moved to LA, I was living in my friend's mom's house in the Valley, renting out a room. I had a mini fridge in my room. Rags to riches for sure. And I went through something kind of messed up and I was just like really bottled it up and had a lot of rage and I was unmedicated my whole first year, which I don't recommend if you have depression or OCD like myself. And so I just had so much rage. And I feel like when trying to write about something so big like that, it's easy to like be like, I'm going to write a sad song, or I'm going to write this, or I'm going to write this. And trying to not like, I don't know, it's very vulnerable and seeming like angry. It's like being the angry, scorned woman is not always like what you want to be in your music. And I don't ever want to perpetuate like, you know, hateful vibes in my music. But I really had so much anger. And this song took a lot to like, this was the most puzzle like of like, I got to this point in the song and it is the peak of that. How do I build that?
I feel like with a song title like Imagine, even before I saw the sneak peek of it, it's like you think it would be like, oh, I'm imagining you or whatever. But I think you should tell them what the hook actually is, because
yeah,
like what you're saying, it is kind of like
it's
an F you, but
it
like,
is.
What's the hook?
It's I like to imagine that you're lost without me. I like to imagine you can't forget about me.
Like fantasizing.
Fantasies when I fall asleep playing on repeat. That you never find somebody else like ever again. Like it's, which is fun. Cause I love having a song that's the same title of like, you know, imagine John Lennon, like peace. I imagine world peace.
Quite different.
And this one's like, I imagine you are bitchless for the rest of your life. Cause wow. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it.
Love it. Maybe thanks. We could, talk about, will you tell us again when this is coming out and how people can find it and everything?
So this will be coming out. I don't have an exact date yet, but either end of November or early December.
So maybe it'll be out by the time this is out.
I think so. Maybe. I hope so. Mm. And I don't know how to relax. That song I wrote about, like, I was on a break. Can I talk about?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Talk about anything.
Get
you
into
like.
It.
Okay. I was on a break from a certain smokable plant. Mm. And I was like, I really could use that right now. And I used to have this friend that was like, yeah, you know, you need something to help you relax. Cause like, it's not something that comes naturally to me. And so then I was like, damn, yeah, I don't know how to relax. And I just kind of wrote a song personifying weed almost, and then realized by the time I was written, like I'd written the song, like, oh, this is also about every romantic relationship I've ever had. So kind of drawing that connection of like what I use to cope with these big feelings, and you know, the big feelings themselves do kind of interlock a lot. So
love it.
Yeah.
I'm here for the super fans are gonna love the in-depth preview of all the songs. Like
well,
it's great.
Yeah.
Sammy, what else you got?
Well, yeah, I mean, are any of the songs we're going to listen to at the end? I know we're going to ask you a little bit later if you want to introduce
totally.
A song, but we can figure that out at the time, but I'm just keen to
some
know.
Some sneak peeks?
Totally, some sneak peeks. I would love, obviously, Flash can weigh in on like what you think would be maybe the best one. I feel like either every time
think
you walk
about
in
that.
The room.
Yeah.
I feel like you were really hyping up Imagine too, though.
Ooh, yeah,
I know.
That's kind of what I was angling for.
Right, we might have to play a clip.
I'm yearning.
Right. Well, that's good because it was great hearing all of that, and I was like, I need to hear this.
Well, so, thank you. We'll probably do that one at the end.
Cool.
Everyone, check it out when it comes out.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
So look, you mentioned your degree. Mm-hmm. From Nashville.
From Nashville originally. Grew up in upstate New York, but was there 2018 to 2023.
Oh, sorry. Was the degree from Nashville Uni? Where was the degree from?
Sorry, Belmont University.
I got it. Nice.
In Nashville.
And what was it? What was the degree? Tell us a little bit about it. And yeah, I'd love to just hear more.
Yeah, it was a music business degree. It's a BBA, so business administration. So I took a lot of like just businessy classes and economics classes, but then like contract law and artist management and stuff like that. So I feel like that's been really insightful to just like how I approach promoting my music, how I approach like any situation really, or even just being on Instagram and somebody coming up and trying to sell me some shit. And I'm like, I know that you don't know anything about this. Like, 'cause no one really knows. The music industry is in such a weird limbo place right now. So anybody that acts like they have all the answers or knows anything, don't know shit about. Run a mile from those people. Because it's so evolving constantly. And that's one of the main things I learned too, is that like, by the time you buy these textbooks, half the shit's going to be outdated. So you have to learn to be flexible. But the main thing is like to know what questions to ask and to know when to ask those questions.
Sure.
And I feel like I definitely did learn that. And the law stuff was also very interesting. My dad's a lawyer, so I scared myself with how much I enjoyed those classes.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I can't go down this road.
So are you self-managed?
Oh, yeah.
And is that like a, you know, you think you'd probably continue like that? Because you're saying it's like you got all the tools that you'd need.
It's early days. It's early days for sure. Okay. I mean, I think the general rule is you do everything yourself as long as you can. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the same with managers and agents with who they sign. Like they don't want nobody that's coming to them because they don't want to do the work. You want to get to the point where it's too much for you to do yourself. So you need help. And because then you're sharing your money. I'm not making no money. I don't got money to share. So at this point in time,
I suppose that what it gives you is you can probably map out like your plan. You're like, okay, well, I know at what point I need to get a manager if you do, or I might know when to get an agent or who to go to, and, you know, on the legal side too. Yeah, it's intriguing for me because there's, you know, you speak to so many artists who kind of don't know much about that side of the business at all. And you kind of think to yourself, wow, if you just had a bit more schooling on that, or somebody who was there to kind of support you, which you do, a lot of them do with managers, but
totally. You know, but it's like also one of the biggest things, there's certain tidbits and things that I really took away from it. And I had a professor tell me, once you add money to a relationship, that relationship is forever changed. The nature of that will always be different. So even if you don't know anything and you have a manager that you really trust and maybe is your friend and has your best interest at heart in the beginning, if they are making money off of you, the nature of that relationship has changed. That's no longer your bestie. Even if they're a good person and they're a good manager with good intentions, you have to be able to think for yourself and like know who's getting what, know where the money's going. You can't just be hands off the wheel. I'm an artist. I want to focus on just the music. I don't want to think about the money. That's great until you're getting robbed blind.
Well said.
Thank you. And I do think that can be intimidating. I feel like I've had times where like very early and like people, like, I don't know if you remember Flash, like someone trying to offer me some, like, I don't know, event contract thing. And I asked a couple questions and she was like, oh, you really know your stuff. And
you're really smart.
This isn't a compliment. You are not thrilled with me right now. And
you're
I'm not signing
scamming
that.
Me.
Exactly. So it feels good to know that. And to just also be able to ask my friends or have my friends like, you know, tell me about something. And I'm like, well, did you ask them this? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, you should. So I think it's a good mindset to have for sure.
Yeah, got it. How do you, did you want to ask a question, Flash?
I guess I had a short follow-up.
We're going to start raising our hands.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand in the studio. I'm like, first time here. Yeah. But I guess I just had a follow-up. I feel like I kind of the answer, but for the people who are just meeting you for the first time, like for me, I never ever considered getting like a music business degree. Like when you were graduating high school and all that, were you like, I want to be a pop star? Were you like, I want to know the music industry? Like, how did you even know that this was an option? Or like, is your dream to be like the biggest pop star in the world, or like use your degree, or what's the vibes?
That is such a fabulous question. And I'm going to shout out my father for this one a little bit. 'Cause, I knew I wanted to do music. I knew I mean, I was always good in school and I knew college was something my parents wanted. And I also wanted, and I do value education, but, I was like, I'm not going to be an accountant, y'all. They knew that, you know? But my dad was like, with peace and love, I'm not paying for a songwriting or vocal degree either. And I was like, that's super valid. And he did some research. And, you know, if you Google music business school, Belmont University is like the first one that comes up. And that quickly became the dream because it was also like the furthest from home. And I was a very angsty teenager and wanted to get out and make music and whatever. So I did that. But I very much, I don't know, I think early on in my college experience, it was different because in an environment like that, there's a lot of kids that, first of all, already have music on streaming and have 100K monthly listeners and have been doing this for a long time and also maybe have the money and funds to be in studios and stuff. And I did not have that. So I already felt behind. But by my junior year, I was like, I'm not going to be on the business side. I think I have enough like insight to help me with my artist career, but I don't think I'll be good at the business side, like as a job. And I don't think it would make me happy. So I knew pretty quickly, but I think I was kind of in denial about it. And yeah, the pop star thing was always my truth. And I don't necessarily, in terms of like what I want to be, like you asking the goals. I've always made music and it's always made sense to me. And I don't necessarily seek out the fame. I think that is like,
it'll come with it.
It's a byproduct. It's a byproduct of like, if you're grinding and doing what you want to do, but I love making music. I love performing it. And I think art is like what connects people and it's kind of what life's about.
Love it.
Yep. Love it. So, actually I've got one more question on this bit before we move on to, music videos.
You're so interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to let Flash ask those questions about the music videos because I haven't seen them, but I'm very much looking forward to watching. So yeah, it's just, knowing both sides of the industry, like you do with your degree and obviously you're an artist yourself too. Any advice to anyone kind of trying to figure out the industry right now? Let's just assume they don't have the, business side. They're just kind of forging away. Yeah. Give us like a piece of advice.
Well, I'm not going to pretend to like have quote unquote made it in any capacity. So like, I'm not pretending to be like, just do what I did. Cause like I haven't broke it yet, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But I think my general advice is, yeah, don't trust anyone that acts like they have all the answers. Always before you sign anything, get a lawyer, like always before you sign anything, and just don't be so trusting and be as good as you can be at what you do. I think when I first got to LA, like, you know, there's this pressure to like network and get out there, and it can be really hard to tap into people's groups or things or whatever. So I've kind of tapped into my own, like, if you build it, they will come. Like, just be the best songwriter you can be the best musician you could be, and be confident, and eventually people will notice. And just post on Instagram, dedicate $20 a month to throw at some ads. Like, just be a little bit savvy. You can't, it's not enough to just make the music, unfortunately, especially if you're just starting out, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Great advice. Thank you.
Of course.
Do you have any advice for that, like, teenager you, like, back in the day, if you could talk to them right now, like, is there anything you would say to yourself?
I'd say,
nothing.
Oh my God. It's really hard. It's really hard. Cause I was a really angry teenager and like, you know, really wanted to get out of my hometown and was really just like, you know, in like 30 Rock where like Liz Lemon like looks back and she's like, everyone was mean to me in high school. And then it looks back and like, she was kind of the bitch. Not to say that I was quite like that, but I definitely like had my four homegirls that I still talk to and am friends with, by the way. Like, I was good at choosing those friends. But I didn't talk to anyone else. I was just like, I'm going to get out of here and be an artist. But I think we all have that chip on our shoulder at that age. And I think that's what gets us to LA and gets us to where we are. And then you can evolve and, you know, grow up. I'd say to just keep going and believe in yourself and to not compare yourself to others. And to, you're good at what you do. So just follow the path. And one day you'll get on 50 milligrams of Zoloft and everything will get easier.
Well, that's great. I guess one thing that's cool and unique about you is that you're really committed to making really cinematic world building music videos. And I hear you have kind of a little squad you do this stuff with. Mm-hmm. So would love to hear about your music videos and the world you're building and any funny memories, anything that comes to mind. Just tell us all about it.
Totally. I would love to talk about this. I have a friend that I made back in Nashville. We've been friends since 2022-ish. And we met via a man low-key cheating on her with me.
You can give exact name of that man if you really want to.
It's too specific.
Too messy, too messy.
It's not Matt. Like, it's a very specific name, so okay. No.
He's gonna know.
He's gonna know. They're all gonna know. But we met via Hey Girly DM of her being like, hey, like, you know, da-da-da. Like, I'm sorry about this mess. Like, just really honest and sweet. And, like, we got coffee and debriefed timeline of everything and found out, you know, what a D-bag. But then halfway through, I was like, this diva is delightful. And then I just asked her for drinks one time and the rest is history. And when I came out to LA, she aspires to do film and works in that area. And she's a writer and director and everything. And she was moving out here with her man. And she was like, we're going to get here and we're going to do music videos for you. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I hadn't even thought of that. And I feel like, especially at that point in time, the visuals were very daunting for me. Like
you'd never done a music video before?
No, I'd never done a music video. And honestly, even coming up with single covers and album covers, it was really hard for me to put a visual identity to a song. Cause like that part came so naturally to me. But now it's like, I don't know. Do I just have a picture of myself? Like,
hanging out?
Doing what? Like, I just felt, I didn't really know. So it's been really helpful to have somebody that takes film, first of all, so seriously and, you know, wants to make things cinematic and like do treatments and plan stuff with me. And her man shoots, they live together and they work together. And so it's like me, her man, Griffin, and me, and sometimes other people, but it's mostly just us.
Small little squad.
Little squad.
What videos have you guys done together? Do you want to tell us about them? Make them want to look it up on the YouTube?
Yes.
We may even link to one in the show notes. How about that?
Ooh, totally. Yeah, that would be dope.
Your favorite one, obviously.
Yeah. The most recent one was Whatever. That was a fun, like, desert moment. Flash made the dress that I'm wearing in it. So yes, very cool.
Not sponsored,
of course.
What were you doing in the desert?
It was, I had a suitcase, that said whatever on the front, just with a bunch of random stuff in it. And it's like, I wake up in the middle of the desert, like, how did I get there? And I'm just going through this suitcase. It's a very loose concept, but the song's like, I'm down for whatever to my detriment over a man. So it's a little bit messy.
And Runner's High was amazing too. That's one of my favorites. I feel like that one has such like a cool storyline and everything.
Thank you. It was very, very, that was our first video we did and it was very ambitious.
You guys killed it.
Well, thank you. I look back and it's a little bit like high school independent film-y with Peace and Love. We had a lot of big ideas and we didn't even have any lights.
So what happens in it?
What happens in it? Well, it depicts me being kicked out by a man after, you know,
kissing
and cuddling and nothing else, of course, because that would be inappropriate. Mm-hmm. and me being like a woman scorned about it and going on a murderous rampage.
Art
imitates life.
You don't need any lights for that.
It's very Halloween vibes. Like, if you guys like that stuff, you got to check it out.
Yes.
All the videos are amazing that Colleen puts out.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that one was really fun. So I feel like because we did so much story, we did like 6 days of shooting for like 3 minutes.
I was like,
three
you guys
minutes.
Have been gone doing this so many times.
I was like, yeah, we really went all out. So since then we've done a little more like simpler since then, but and locked in just like on making it visually appealing rather than telling as much of a story. And we just shot one for Every Time You Walk in the Room. So I'm excited for that one to come out too.
What's it about a little bit?
This one is pretty just me looking hot with glitter all over me.
Yes.
That was quite literally the concept. Yes, beauty shots.
All right. actually, slight deviation from explaining existing videos to, have you thought about what you might do for Imagine yet?
We want the song Imagine out now.
Okay. We've, you know, we haven't thought about it, but it's been on in the back of my mind of like, once the EP is out, I feel like Imagine really deserves that time and energy and like potentially a more close to Runner's High type of video. But Zayda at first was like, we could do like you stalking this guy and like totally going
very
crazy.
Murderous.
And I was like, I'm literally going to get a restraining order if we do that. So we can't do that. Like, but yeah, we don't have ideas, but it's like, we have a pin in it. Okay. We're going to do something.
Right. It's gotta be love good.
It. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Kind of wrapping up.
Yeah. Question. Oh, I was going to say question you, Flash. We've covered most of this, haven't we? So I actually am interested to know if you have any, up and coming artists you want to call out.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where if you haven't looked at that question before, it's actually you're kind of on the spot. You're like, oh shit.
I'm like, but up and coming might be tough.
Oh, okay, it doesn't necessarily need to be up and coming.
Who's inspiring right now? Yeah. I love Ash Nico's new album.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And I honestly like I know some of her songs and like before, but I wouldn't have considered myself like, you know, an Ash Nico fan like necessarily. Like I just didn't listen to her that much. I loved Cry with Grimes, but this album just feels really elevated and like there's something for everyone, and I love the way she writes too. Like up and coming artists, I mean obviously the whole Two Hollis like Jane Remover moment, like that they're getting super big right now, and Nate Sibb, like they're really cool in the hyperpop space, kind of reviving that a little bit. Yeah,
that's good. That's good. You came up with some. Yeah, I like that. Have you used Pirate before?
No. I've driven Flasher before and gone a tour, but I've never used.
Got it. Okay, good. Well, I won't ask you the question about what you love and hate about Pirate then. So yeah, we'll save that one for the next podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, look, I think we're pretty much there. We talked earlier about you introducing a track for us to play after.
Mm-hmm. Let's do Imagine.
Yeah. Do Imagine.
Okay. We're hyping the people
sounds
up for it.
Good. So yeah, Imagine, when's this one coming out?
This one will come out. It's not going to be a single. It's like with the EP.
So
early December, late November.
Okay. Hopefully when this is out, it'll be out.
Yes.
And where can people find you and everything?
It's just going to be on Flash to make sure that we get the next 4 or 5 episodes out in quick fashion. Yeah, absolutely.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure whatsoever from one of your best friends who wants to release their music around the time the podcast comes out. But yeah, that's a good question though from Flash. Like, where can we find you? Where can we see more? Once again, we'll put this in the show notes, like Instagram handle and things like that. But let us know.
Spell it out for the people driving.
Instagram and TikTok are both It's Me Colaine, Colaine. And on Spotify, everything's under Colaine.
Easy.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. Just give us like a 1 or 2 liner on Imagine, even though we have talked about it a little bit, just to introduce it, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah. This song is for just a rage that is filling you, that is holding on to it, is killing you. So you gotta let it out, because shit is poison. Imagine, it's like, it's about a ruminating and preying on someone's downfall, truly.
I like to imagine that you're lost without me. Yeah, I like to imagine you can't forget about me. Yeah, fantasies when I fall asleep.
Don't be scared, guys. Stream Colaine.
Yes, I'm very nice most of the time.
Don't get too close. She'll bite. Well, thank you so much. We're so glad to have you on the Pirate Studio podcast.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to meet you. And yeah, that is a wrap.